Suddenly the driver lit up, and it's the real thing. And you're rolling in the window with me, and I can love you like a color TV. Ooh, and now I love it, say, come on and try. I got love for sale, got love for sale.
CITR 101.9 FM. That song ended quicker than I thought. I am slow today. Maybe it's the horrendous Vancouver winter rain.
It's great.
It's great. It is great. I love living in Vancouver. Honestly, if there's any city I'd be in, it would be Vancouver. I think it's a good thing I'm here.
I like it.
There we go. Marion likes it. You're listening to Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. My guest today is Ms. Abby Denson. Do I have you there, Abby?
Yes, yes, it's good to be back.
Yay, Abby was on here, I guess, what, three years ago? Something like that. A little over 3 years ago, because it was summertime, I think, or spring. I can't remember.
It was
summer,
and it was beautiful. It was my first time in Vancouver, and I remember really loving it, so I'm excited to come back.
The weather's not as nice right now.
Well, I'm going to be covered in a rain outfit this time, I guess.
There we go. It's, Vancouver in the winter, it's pretty much from What did you say, Mariel? Middle of October till about March?
What?
Rain here?
Rain? Oh, year-round.
It's not year-round, but it's quite a lot. But I like it. Like I said, I'm a Vancouver boy. Now, you are coming to town. You did an event last time you were here at Sophia Books, which was a fun time.
You had a
group of folks come out to say hey and stuff for your book, True Loves. And
Tough Love.
Tough Love. True Love is a local book.
See, that's okay. Oh, actually, I've read True Loves. I like that, too.
It's a good book. Tough Loves, and you're coming back to promote Dolltopia, and you're going to be doing a special event on Saturday, Halloween, at Elfstar Comics down in Yaletown. Want to tell folks what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there at noon and possibly later on in the day, and I'm going to have cupcakes, and there is going to be a doll contest, which ties into the book Dolltopia, which is about dolls that are tired of being controlled by humans, so they start their own society. And so if people bring, whoever brings the coolest doll that's like made over or punked out, gets a free copy of Dolltopia.
And it's
also part of a bigger kind of second free comic book day that Elfstar is putting on, and they have a lot going on. So you might want to check their website to see all the details, but it looks like it's going to be pretty much like an all-day party. So.
And that's Elfstar, ELFSAR.com. And that's down just Hamilton and I think Cambie, 1007 Hamilton. Any chance to get free comics is a good chance to go out, I think.
Personally. Oh, for sure. And plus cupcakes, you know. You can't
and cupcakes. Okay, so what's the deal with the tour of cupcakes?
Well, I do a dessert blog in New York called City Sweet Tooth, which is just at citysweettooth.com, where I draw desserts as I write them up, and they're all like local New York places. I usually cover kind of artisanal places. I don't normally cover chains, just stuff that's unique to New York. That's a tongue twister there. Anyway, I managed it. Unique New York. So I've been covering desserts in this blog for about a year, and it's been really fun, and it's like a whole kind of new thing for me. So when I was planning the book tour, my publicist at Green Candy Press, who's putting out Dolltopia, suggested that we do a cupcake tour. So they're very graciously providing cupcakes at every tour stop with me. And it's really cool in a way. And on my blog at citysweettooth.com and also at my website, which is abbycomicswithanx.com, and that has a blog section. I basically like been taking pictures of the cupcakes and writing little details on them. And so far, I haven't had anything bad come up. I mean, nothing dry. To me, like dry cupcakes is the worst thing you get, is the worst cupcake sin. So nothing really bad. They've all been really nice and beautiful. And it's interesting how they are really different. You know, everyone does a different style, the way the frosting looks, the way the cake is, the way you order it. I've been learning a lot. You know, some places don't take credit cards, some places like pre-orders, some are really old-fashioned and just, you know, will take cash because they're, like, working out of their houses. You know, you don't know where you're going to get. But everything's been really cool so far, and I've also been working with the very popular cupcake blog, which is called Cupcakes Take the Cake. Has very kindly given me some recommendations, so I've been working a little bit with them on it. And also, of course, with the hosts at the venues and basically finding out which ones are their favorite. And pretty much every single time, the managers of whatever store or venue I'm at is really excited. And when I tell them, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be ordering cupcakes for the event. What's your favorite cupcakes? And I get, like, very excited, very opinionated responses from everyone. So it's a fun adventure. Of course, after a while, I can only eat, like, a bite of one and throw the rest away. Not to offend any cupcake people, but after a while, you really can't eat too many more. But they're good, you know.
So maybe
I have a limit.
You've hit the wall.
Well, I haven't. I mean, you know, it depends on a certain amount within a day.
Okay.
Might be rough. Once the next day, you can reset and eat another one. But
is that a good choice in spacing out the stops in order for your cupcake consuming?
I think, San Francisco is going to be kind of crazy because I have four events in 3 days, so one day is going to have two deliveries of cupcakes at two different venues.
Now, in San Francisco, are you going to try and get different cupcakes?
Yeah, well, for everything. Every single stop, I'm trying to go with different venues. So I can say already for Vancouver, I know what we're doing. Elfstar is going to have cupcakes online, I guess. I think you might have.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, cupcake. Me.
A few people recommended them. I think it was just called cupcakes.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, we are going at ECUAD. I'm doing an event there.
Emily Carr, University of Art and Design.
Yeah, Emily Carr. We are going with, I think it's called Cocoa Cupcakes, which is a more special order place. And I think we ended up, because they're special order, they have a bigger order minimum. So I think we ended up getting more for Sunday. So if you're really want more cupcakes and you want to make sure there are some there for you, you might want to aim for the Sunday event.
Well, I think you're going to enjoy.
Or come to both.
There you go. Come to both. Fill up on cupcakes. It's Halloween. What else do
exactly.
you do?
Why not?
Why not? So what's the event you're doing at Emily Carr?
Well, I'm going to be doing a kind of reading lecture, which I'm probably, I believe I'm going to be doing a reading at Elfstar too, but I think there's so much else going to be going on that at Elfstar that it's going to be more of a multimedia
event
with lots of stuff happening, and it'll be Comic Book Day. And Emily Carr is going to be more specifically, I'm going to do a little lecture about Dolltopia and slide reading.
Well, why don't we jump into the world of Dolltopia? Enough
sure.
cupcakes.
It's funny because dolls don't eat, so there's actually enough cupcakes in the story. I had to think about these things.
Now, that was originally a mini comic, right?
Yes, yes.
And what was the idea behind it?
Well, it actually started out as a one-page kind of stream of consciousness comic I did, where I was doing a comic based on that old sort of phrase, what, where, when, how, what, when, where, why.
Yeah.
And I made it a doll on a factory line, and who was kind of questioning her existence, and it was an existentialist doll comic. It was a one-page comic, and then I wanted to do more with that character, and it kind of spun out into its own world and story, and it was quite stream of consciousness. I just had more and more I wanted to write about Dolltopia and the characters. The first character introduces Kitty Ballerina. She is a ballerina doll who is not satisfied playing house with her Soccer Scotty doll, who is kind of elected as her mate by the kid who's playing with her, and she runs away to go to Dolltopia, where dolls can look how they want and do what they want and not have their lives kind of dictated by what humans think they should be doing.
Now, obviously, there's more of a message to it than just dolls running away. Am I right?
Yeah, it definitely has a lot of layers to it. It can, be about gender, societal and gender roles. It can be about the relationship kind of between God and humans, or authority and people who have to live under authority. Because I thought it was interesting that there's always that idea that people are made in the form of God, but dolls are made in the forms of humans. And in the story, the dolls, on one hand, want to be more like humans and go through things like plastic surgery to try to be more like humans and more flexible in their limbs and also in their lifestyles and being able to have autonomy. But at the same time, they want to be more like humans in one way, but they're also kind of resentful of humans and have to get away from them in order to have freedom. And I thought that was interesting. It could be a good metaphor for religion, your parents, politics.
Well, it seems a big part of it is kind of a sexual ambiguity, too.
That's definitely part of it. I mean, it's just the main characters are kind of Kitty Ballerina and Army Jim, who is an Army action figure who she meets after she escapes the fantasy home. He brings her to Dolltopia, and they both are not satisfied living out the kind of set gender roles that they are supposed to be living as per the doll factory and the humans.
Poor Army Jim.
Well, Army Jim turns out just fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. But yeah, he gets to wear a rockin' kilt.
It's a punk rock Dolltopia.
It's true. It's pretty punk rock. I think it's also a good metaphor for just basically leaving the suburbs and moving to the city and finding the cool shops and making friends and kind of settling into what your own identity is going to be.
Now, you said stream of consciousness, so did it kind of just work itself out till it's done type of thing?
In a way, yeah. At first, it was very stream of consciousness, and then I started thinking I really want to do this. I had to set, you know, times, you know, page limits on it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, I want to do a mini comic. Let's make it 8 pages. Then I was like, I want to do a longer mini comic. Let's make it 24. And then ultimately, I was like, this is going to be a graphic novel. So when I came down to that decision, I was like, I really have to come up with an ending. And the ending's pretty open, so it could even go further. And I still do short Daltopia stories for the zine Lady Churchill's Rosebud Wristlet, which is a literary zine out from Small Beer Press. So if you want to know even more Daltopia after that, you can get LCRW, because I've been doing these short one-page comics about Daltopia for them.
And are they just continuing the same story or just same world?
Yeah, they're just kind of, they're one-pagers, and they're kind of more poetic meditations a little bit on the characters or things, but it moves the story a little bit. It hasn't moved it a lot yet, but it's more just kind of exploration. Some of them are flashbacks. But I'm going to be doing more of those, so who knows where it will go. But yeah.
All right. I'm going to do a quick song break, and then we'll be right back with Abby Denson.
Cool.
All right.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Come to the Moon Noodle Bar, located in the lower level of the Sub, for fast and friendly service. We serve up spring rolls, combos, chicken wings, rice bowls, and made-to-order stir fries, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And we're back, Ink Studs here, TR 101.9 FM. I'm chatting with Abby Denson. I wanted to play that song specifically because Amanda Leopore is like kind of exemplifies what you're discussing in Dolltopia.
I thought it was really interesting, actually, because I saw this. I saw the video for it on YouTube. It actually came out this spring, and I already was familiar with Amanda Leopore because, you know, I live in New York City, and she's part of the club scene in New York City. But, yeah, she's I think it has a lot to do with Dolltopia because she is a transsexual. She is really known for her plastic surgery, actually.
Extensive plastic surgery.
So you can Wikipedia her, and I also was love the song so much. Like, this is such a good, catchy, awesome song, and the video is amazing. So I definitely feel like it does. I don't know if it exemplifies the Dolltopia, but it definitely fits into the Dolltopia vibe for sure.
Another.
Plus, I like bubblegum music a lot, and it's called Cotton Candy, and it's a really cute song. So
there we go. And the book is so pink it blinds your eyes.
It's aggressively pink. You can't ignore it.
I was gonna say it's not for kids, but really the pink is for the kids.
Well, it's a really good color in a way. It's funny because as a kid I sort of shied away from the pink, I guess, as I was in my teens, because it seems so stereotypically female and what you're supposed to be wearing and liking. And after a while, you like get to this really rebellious phase that a lot of girls I know did, where you really don't want to be wearing that, and you'd rather wear all black and be a gothic witch, as we all, as all the cool chicks know. But then later on, you realize that it's just a color, and there are different shades of every color. And I think pink, the color we use is I really like the hot fuchsia. Actually, it's a color I like a lot. And for colors, I generally really like really bright, intense kind of colors or jewel colors. So It fits in with my aesthetic a lot. For instance, I'm like one of those people who really liked the Speed Racer movie because I was like, it's so beautiful. I just love the colors so much.
That's all there was to the movie.
But I love the beautiful colors.
It was very vibrant.
They were robbed for an effects. They should have at least gotten an Oscar for the effects and the colors somehow. Isn't there a color award?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so I really like bright colors, and I'm glad we were able to do it. I worked with a really excellent designer, Ian Phillips, who was able to, I think, you know, take my art to that next level with his design work on the book altogether. Because not only is the cover like a really intense pink, there are also paper dolls designed into the book, and the whole book has pink spot color throughout. Mm-hmm. So it's deluxe.
Deluxe pink.
Deluxe edition.
So tell me about your foodieisms.
Well, it's funny. I like a foodie. That expression is funny because I don't even know if I'd be like, oh, I find myself to be a foodie. I don't know if I even identify that way, but I do know I've been living in New York for like over 15 years, and I had pretty strong opinions about things and recommendations, more like when people ask me if this or that food was good or a place to get something, I would always have suggestions. And I started following some of the food blogs online, especially more New York-centric ones, for recommendations on things. And after a while, I just realized, hey, I'm a cartoonist, and I really like sweets, and I know all the good places to get sweets in New York, and why not do a blog but draw the sweets, which has been really amazing because, first of all, the people in the food industry, it's like this whole other world I've not been involved in before. Everyone I met is awesome. Like, I only write up places I like, so I only write up good quality places. And so everyone behind these places are such nice people, and they're really passionate and creative, and they're running up against a lot of the issues, you know, other kinds of artists do, because it's really expensive, it's really hard to make a living doing it, like opening a store and running it day to day. You really have to be so passionate and creative to succeed and with these things, so especially in this economy. So I have so much respect for them.
It's a fun blog with all of it. It's kind of hard for me to go through it because everything looks so good.
Don't look at it when you're hungry.
No.
Unless you have food in front of you.
You make New York look like this food mecca.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think most people who live here will probably say it's got the best food in the world. I don't know about that because I haven't been all over the world, but I can tell you we definitely have probably some of the best varieties of different foods from different nationalities in the world here. I mean, there's so many different nationalities here, and you can really get almost anything. Really good quality here. Plus the ingredients, I think it's really pretty easy for us to get good ingredients since, you know, we get so much shipped in and out of here all the time. So
hopefully Vancouver doesn't disappoint.
I don't think they will. I'm excited to try the cupcakes in Vancouver and other food.
Yeah, well, the place I'm going to bring you to is pretty fantastic. So.
Oh, it sounds good. I'm excited.
Yay, food. Well,
So I don't think I'm a foodie. But and I have to say, though, one thing about about desserts and food in general is that it's an art. It is creative. You know, it's like an art form, and it kind of appeals to every single sense, and that's the only art that does. Like, you can listen to it, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can touch it, you can see it. I mean, it really can appeal to, like, all of your senses in a way that no other art can. And then on top of that, you know, after you experience it, you're full. So sometimes I ask the people who make these gorgeous desserts, like, do they get sad when people eat something after they spend all these hours, like, making a sugar sculpture or, like, a cake that took, you know, days to make? And luckily, you know, they say they don't. They like to see people enjoying them. So I don't know if I would like that if, like, someone ate my comic or something and it was gone forever.
I'll try that next time I see it.
I think that's very zen in a way, kind of like doing mandalas or something, where the whole point is you're working on this thing and then it just kind of gets destroyed and you just have to start over again, and that's part of it. But I don't know if I'd, you know, if I'm set up for that, to get into that kind of art. I feel kind of sad at the end, or like sandcastles or something like that, or ice sculptures where you know it's going to be gone.
I'll just stick with comics. It'll go on a shelf somewhere.
And hope nobody eats them. Maybe a goat will, I don't know, goats eat paper, right?
Goats will eat anything. Oh, sigh. So a reminder, folks, I'm chatting with Abby Denson, and Abby will be in Vancouver this weekend on Saturday doing an event at Elfstar Comics at 1007 Hamilton down in Yale Town. And then Sunday at Emily Carr University of Art and Design, you're going to do a reading, and there will be different cupcakes at each. So you can taste the cupcakes of the world.
Yes, or Vancouver anyway.
Or Vancouver.
When I'm in San Francisco and in Portland, Oregon, you will have the local cupcakes of those areas as well.
There you go. People can just follow you on tour to taste the cupcakes of the various comics-friendly cities.
Yes, it's true.
There we go. Well, thank you so much for coming and chatting with me today, Abby.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It was swell as always, and look forward to having some cupcakes.
Cool, and I guess I'd say just check out dolltopia.com. I also have downloadable paper dolls of the characters if people want to cut them out and play with them.
There we go. Dolltopia.com and Abby Comics with two B's and a Y and an X.
Yes.
.com. Great.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Abby.
Thanks, Robin.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
And that was Abby Denson, and Dolltopia is her book. Check it out. As well, she was on 3 years ago for her book Tough Love. And that was a lot of fun to chat about. And she's a great cartoonist, and I recommend checking out her work. Next week, I will be chatting with Professor Paul Stanwood and Jeet here about Robert Crumb's Genesis. It's been looming and staring at me with the mean, evil eye, and I'm going to read it this weekend and have some thoughts for you next year or next week. I can't think. Yeah. I'll leave us off with some music. And I'm going to be playing a bit of a mixtape by Jeffrey Brown, and then at 3 o'clock we'll have Japanese Music Weast.
thing.